Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Jeff Titek of Funky Finance Consulting. Jeff, it is awesome to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Gresham. It's an honor to have me. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, no problem. And what I want to do was just read a little bit more about Jeff so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Jeff is an 8-year veteran of the financial services industry in various capacities. He currently uses his unique collection of experience, intelligence, and creativity to help independent financial advisors navigate the intricacies of social media to assist with their business growth. Jeff, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. The first question I have is if you could expand a little bit more upon your bio, tell us a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to get started in your business.
Yeah, sure. So great question. My story, I guess I'll start from the beginning. So right out of college, you know, I worked for a financial firm for roughly 4.5 years. I was a junior financial advisor with a practice. And after doing that during that period, I kind of realized I wanted to go elsewhere with my career. So then I transitioned over to the corporate side. I was there for about 2 years. I launched a startup right after that for about a year. And then, you know, after doing that, I essentially realized, you know, the best way that I could bring value to people would be to essentially offer, you know, this hybrid type of consulting, digital marketing services that I'm currently offering. So that's a little bit about how I got to where I am today.
Awesome, awesome. And it's great to kind of hear how you navigated through. And especially, I know you are in and have held like different capacities and different positions within the financial industry. So I'm sure it gives you kind of a good perspective for those people that you work with. So what I wanted to do was kind of drill a little bit deeper and hear a little bit more about your business and how exactly you help serve the clients that you work with.
Sure. Yeah. So my business is unique in the sense that it's, I ultimately look at it from a results driven type of business. So one of the things I learned from my previous startup was that, you know, when we were promoting through social media, it really gave me the opportunity to step back and look at the channels that were most effective. And what we essentially do for our firm is that we essentially help people within our platform prioritize on those social media channels that they're most likely to gain the most traction from. So typically, we specialize in LinkedIn, Facebook ads, and Instagram. Pinterest is also a valuable network as well. It's like a fourth one we offer, but you know, normally those top three are those typical ones that we provide. And you know, ultimately, we're just trying to, you know, drive user growth, interest, and ultimately action toward, you know, businesses and business interest.
Okay, okay. And so are you actually drilling down and actually managing the campaigns for them and posting for the clients that you're working with?
You know, we don't typically post. It's more of like a digital strategist type of approach because especially in the financial services industry, it's a highly regulated industry. And in order for, you know, someone to really provide some valuable content that's personalized, it's probably best for them to just create it. However, we can just give them some guiding like points on, you know, valuable content that they can provide. But that's a big reason why we ultimately did that was just kind of make sure that it's going to be compliant and we'll make everyone we work with happy.
Yeah, that makes sense. And getting the opportunity to kind of get the perspective and the expert advice that you have to be able to provide insight on the best things to post and when and information like that, but also being able to post it yourself kind of creates a good win-win environment.
Right, exactly.
Awesome, awesome. Now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be something that you feel like kind of differentiates you or separates you from the people that might be in your industry.
Yeah, my secret sauce here. I mean, you're asking me to give away the barn here. I mean, yes, but I can find it. But, you know, I would say, you know, because I was talking with someone about this earlier today, and I would say essentially my secret sauce is my work ethic. And this conversation I had earlier was she told me she only hires people who have played sports competitively in the past. And that was me. And she was kind of saying that, you know, you really can't teach that type of work ethic that you need to get far, you know, in an athletics career. And it was just kind of a great point, you know, because I look at a lot of the things I do for my business and the people I work with, and it really does go above and beyond. So I think, you know, my secret sauce is my work ethic, which is ultimately driven to deliver results for the people I work with.
That makes perfect sense. And I love the idea. Mike Cuban says this all the time, how sports business is the best sport that there is. And sometimes when you have and develop those skills and understand how to put in that work and the time to be good at a certain sport, you have to do the same thing in business. So that obviously transitions over. So I can understand why that person said that.
Most definitely.
Awesome. 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 Well, I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And the CEO hack could be a book or an app, or it could be a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
So I had a great conversation with a gentleman who I'll mention by name because I hold him in high regard. His name's Jim Rohrbach. I'm connected with him on LinkedIn. And, you know, he ultimately gave me the suggestion to read the book called, it was by Napoleon Hill.
It was Grow Rich.
Grow Rich, yes. It was that one, yeah. And I was reading that book and it just taught me so much. I kid you not, like my life just almost changed right after that. Because it really made me realize the power of mentality in terms of, you know, if you believe that you're going to provide a lot of value and you believe you can achieve, ultimately you will. So in terms of my like one little nugget that I could give people of advice for, I would definitely suggest mindset is everything, and go ahead and read that book because I think it'll change your life too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that book. That book provides a great foundation. And I feel like a lot of the motivational self-help books have the little nuggets that come from Napoleon Hill's book. So it's definitely a great read. And I think that's definitely a great CEO hack to add to your bookshelf. And now I wanted to ask you, you might have already touched on this, but I call it a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. And it could be around business in general, or even around maybe social media or what you do for your clients.
Sure. So golden nugget that I would give people to work with is find what you do best, spend almost all your time on it, and then outsource what you can't do really well to others who do that phenomenally. And that's going to be the single best way you can grow your business. You know, there's a saying, teamwork makes the dream work. And that is 100% true in business. So if there was one just little piece of advice that I could give, that's probably what it would be.
Yeah, I love that. And the idea that, you know, you have your zone of genius and whatever you do best, you do that best. And you try to bring on people, like you said, to make the dream work so that you're able to kind of be a complete team and everybody can kind of help reach your goals.
Yep, it's so important. Yep.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Absolutely. And now I wanted to ask you, which is what my favorite question is kind of like the definition for what being a CEO means. And we're hoping to have different CEOs on this podcast, from solopreneurs to people that have, you know, thousands of employees and startup founders. So I wanted to ask you, Jeff, what does being a CEO mean to you?
So yeah, being a CEO to me means a lot of things, really. It means freedom, being able to choose, you know, how you live your life, also impacting people in a lot more direct way than just working with an organization. I think that's huge. To be able to just kind of get your hands, you know, in the business directly and then just work with people to help them provide value into other people's lives as well. I just think that's just so amazing. And, you know, just I've always kind of sensed that I've been an entrepreneur. It's because I guess my brain has always worked a little bit differently. But, you know, being a CEO, ultimately, long story short, you know, freedom, flexibility, directly working with people to provide value. Those are probably some three great adjectives I would say to describe it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that definition and the idea that, you know, you have so much impact in everything that you do, from the very bottom to the very top, kind of high arching tasks that you do. You're having a big impact on not just yourself, but also the people that you're working with, and you're providing value, just like you said. So Jeff, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was kind of pass you the mic to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and how best people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you, Gresham. So yeah, anyone who would be interested in having a further conversation for, you know, what I do, definitely feel free to reach out to me. My email is jeff@funkyfinanceconsulting.com. My website is funkyfinanceconsulting.com. I've actually had a couple people reach out to me outside of the financial services industry. Essentially, anything I do will essentially provide value for anyone with a client-facing business. So if that fits you, feel free to get in touch. And like I said, I just love to contact people and just talk to them about ways we could possibly mutually benefit each other, because that's what business is about, mutually benefiting in relationships.
Absolutely. Creating as many win-win situations as you can. So Jeff, thank you so much again for all the awesome things that you're doing and taking some time out of your schedule. I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Hey, thank you, Gresham. You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.